Simon Tzadik Tes Halacha Beis. Beis should know that beyond if an egg that was laid on Yantif Asura filled with tilter is usher not only to be eaten, but it's also usher to be moved. Avamutu lichbos ala bekli, however, it's mutter to cover with a container shalakti shavar that should not crack. Vim know that beyond Rishon, if it was laid on the first day of Yantif, Mataras Yom Sheni, it's mutter on the second day of Yantif. Vim Yantif Sheni he Shabbos, but however, if the second day of Yantif was Shabbos, Asura Gama Shabbos is also usher on Shabbos. Achenim Rishon Hu Shabbos, likewise, if the first day of Yantif was Shabbos, the Nol Dabai, and it was laid on that day, Asur Galamachar, it's Asur on Sunday as well. Shu Yantif Sheni, that is on the second day of Yantif. V'chein Shabbos HaSamach LeYantif, Bein Lefana Bein LeAchav, likewise, when Shabbos falls immediately before or immediately after Yantif, Nol Dabazah, Asur Bazah, if Ego is laid on one of those days, Shabbos Yantif, it's forbidden on the other. Rosh Hashanah, however, Gamim Nol Dabiyam Rishon, even if it was born on the laid on the first day, Asur Gamash Sheni, it's Asur even on the second day. Kishnei Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we learned previously, Kiyam Arech Tadamiyah, it's considered halachically like one long day. M'hayna L'chumra K'may Hacha, however, that is only when considering it as such will result in astringency, as in this case. Aval In Yamash Shabashar Yom Tovim, with regard to halacha that on other Yom Tovim, Asal Asim Yom Alef Yom Beis, it's also to prepare on the first day of Yantif for the second day, like we will learn in Siman Kuf Aleph. Ein chilek ben shar yom tov and Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference between any other yantif and Rosh Hashanah. The gamar Rosh Hashanah asur, as preparing on the first day to the second, is asur Rosh Hashanah as well. The kula like amru kiyam arech tadamiyah, because Chacham did not consider it one long day for matters that will result in leniency. V'mchol Rosh Hashanah b'yam hei v'yam vav, if Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday and Friday, I feel no that b'yam hei, and even an egg that was laid on Thursday, Asur Gam HaShabbos, is also Asur on Shabbos as well. Shachat Tarnagala Samatzah by Beitzim, if one shachted a hen on Yantif and found eggs inside it, I feel hen gemuris, even if they were completely formed, Mutar Safilo b'yam, they are mutter to be eaten or moved even on the same day. Din hachalav, for a similar law regarding milk of a cow that was milked on Yantif, and the Kamat Simen Kuf Aleph, Simen Hey, we'll see again in Simen Kuf Aleph. Halacha Gimel, Eitzim Lehutchu Batiltil, pieces of wood were not permitted by Chachamim to be moved, El Tzar Chasaka, except for the purpose of fueling a fire. Alva Shalot Tzar Chasaka, but if it's not for the purpose of fueling a fire, Asur and Batiltil, it's usher to move them. Lechain, therefore, in Tzaychim Le'esakder, one may not support a pot, Le'esadalas nor a door, but Vikas with a block of wood. Halacha Dalet, Efer Kira, ash of a stove, Shehusak Me'er of Yantif, that was produced from a fire that burnt before Yantif, Mutal Tata B'Yantif, may be moved on Yantif. M'nei Shumuchan L'chol Tzarchi Adam, because when Yantif began, the ash was prepared to be used for all human needs. L'chasas B'Yitzaya, Ayroik V'Kademba, for example, to cover excrement or spit or something similar. M'husak B'Yantif, if the ash came through a fire that burnt on Yantif, Im Hu'adayim Cham, if it's still hot enough, Sherei Litzos B'Yibaya, that it can be used to roast an egg, Mutal Tata L'chol Tzarchi Adam. It's mutter to move it for all the needs that a person might have. Avon Itzdanein, or if it's cooled already, Asur B'Tiltil, it's usher to be moved, Shem Dehavi Lei Noilad, because it's classified as Noilad. Estimal Hayo Eitzim, as yesterday before Yantif, it was wood, Vayam Efer, and today it's ash. Vigara Mimuksa is therefore inferior to other items that were set aside from use.